Blog Talk Radio.
Top two seat of me and my Gucci. Top two seat of me and my Gucci. Top two seat of me and my Gucci. Top two seat of me and my Gucci.
I'm riding passenger side. I'm cruising with a fade. MIA. I'm dealing with the main. Girl, let's hit the beach. You sexy girl, let's go. I wanna lick you down and fold you like a pretzel. Girl, I'm nasty. Different sexy. I'm talking handcuffs, whip and whipped cream. Make your booty clap. I'm sitting back like I'm a don. I got money in the bank. I'm brawling like LeBron.
Mr. Rare Beat Instrumental.
My body dick all up in your butt. You on top, you squirting titties, moving like everywhere. Honey chocolate girl, don't stop it, jerk that pussy right there. Wanna feel you come, sweat, messing all up my seeds. Licking on your toes and your ass, cause I'm a freak. Excuse my language, ho, please don't tell my mama though. Back up at the shop, I knock them down just like some dominoes. Lucky get a lot of hoes, I love the coochie. And please don't call my phone if you ain't giving up that booty.
Top two seat of me and my Gucci. Top two seat of me and my Gucci. Top two seat of me and my Gucci. Top two seat of me and my Gucci.
Into this special late edition of pregame radio where you see the headlines. Hooters.com versus Lucky Me. There's been a fallout, and if you guys have been paying attention on my Facebook page, it has been unfolding, and there's questions being asked. Did they fuck? Who fucked who? Did he eat it? Did she suck dick? You know, all this stuff going on, so we got this show popping to get the answers to those questions. All right? I got a call in here. Last 42116, I believe that's Hooters.com.
No.
Yo.
Hello?
Yeah, that's Hooters.com calling directly from the bar because I hear the bartender in the background.
That's all.
So I'm saying, like, what's your side of the shit? What's going down?
Well... there's a lot to say. There's a lot that can't be said. In all honesty, things happen. We started fighting. I told him to get out of my life. And I don't think he really knows what that means. So
you told him to get out your life.
Yep.
So what happened? Like, were you guys fucking? Like, what was it like? Because there's a lot of holes in the story here.
What do you mean there's a lot of holes in this story? What was said is what was said.
Okay, so did he or did he not hit it? Because you said he didn't, but then you were saying he faked it, but you were living with the nigga and washing his clothes, so can't no chick be living with
a dude. That's what good women do. That's what good women do.
Okay, but still not fuck? Come on, son. Come on. Like, it had to be like, you know, there's no way I could be living with a chick and I'm paying fucking rent and she's washing my drawers and I ain't fucking. And you was cooking dinner too, right?
Yeah, I was cooking dinner.
Okay, so they can't. That shit like can't transpire if there's no fucking involved. No fucking, no sucking, no licking, or nothing. Cause you know, cause you were real quick to say, yeah, he ate it, but you beat around the bush. If when we asked if y'all fucked.
I didn't beat around the bush. I just didn't answer the question. Just like right now, I'm not answering the question.
But why not? Why would you admit to one thing but not the other when they both go hand in hand?
They don't both go hand in hand. They're two different things.
No, it's not. If he ate you out, then either you sucked him off or he fucked. Like,
nope.
Like there's no way he's just going to eat you out and then you're going to put your pants up and then it's over. No fucking way out. Are y'all living in the same fucking place?
Oh, not since this December, I think. I don't know. You'll have to ask him that one.
Okay, so you haven't fucked him since December.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Make it clear. There's a lot of holes in the story.
But we haven't lived together since December, I believe. I don't know. I'll pay attention.
Okay, so y'all live together. And you made meals. You did laundry. Did you fold that shit too?
Yeah, I folded it.
Oh, so you washed, dried, folded the laundry, made dinner and shit, drove the nigga to and from work, and there was no sex?
Nope, not at all.
Yep. Come on. So you telling me all it was, y'all living together and he ate it. That's all you're saying. That's all it was.
That's all I'm saying.
That's all you're saying, but that's not all it was, though.
That's all I'm saying. If you want to hear that story, you can ask him. I'm pretty sure he's listening somewhere. Oh, well, then again, he's kind of fucking so
I'm asking you the question.
Okay, I understand that you're asking me the question, but I'm telling you, if you want the other side of the story, you're going to have to ask him. And I'm pretty sure he's either listening, being too pussy.
Okay, so when he gets on, right, and I ask if y'all fucked, and he said yes, are you going to interject because he's lying, or are you going to agree?
I'm going to say that he's lying.
Okay, see, that's the answer I was looking for. So, see, ladies and gentlemen, everyone who's tuned in, shout out to the people tuned in, and my bitches, Hot Venus, Hot Selena. Y'all heard it here. He just ate it. He didn't beat. That's what Hooters.com is saying. We'll be right back.
Hey, hold on, hold on. Can we not call me Hooters? Didn't I just retire his name?
Okay, Amanda. Okay, so we're here with Amanda, and also... And there's other shit I gotta ask too. So yes, we'll be right back. Lucky me, stop fucking hiding. Come out, let's air the shit out. This is your idea, let's do this. And we'll be back.
What is this? Numbers in your pocket. I remember when you used to throw those things away. Why do you wanna keep in touch now? Who gave you a reason to act so shady?
into you. Crush your spine, corrupt your mind. Brooklyn girls come wine, wine. All day, every day. When I sing my rod, all day do is pray. Please help me, God. I need a broad who could take that charge. Whip that car, flip that hard. Stuff it all in the bra. Go raw, running from the law. Pink face, Russian cuts, put it in the jar. Sneak nines and inclines, pedal to the floor. Hear the engine roar. In that mother, the governor.
Game radio, Amanda versus Lucky Me. And before we went to the break, she definitely she didn't say that's what it was, but she said that he ate the box, did laundry and shit, but he didn't pipe. Well, now we got another caller. Last four is 5459. Maybe this person can shed some light on the situation. 5459, what up? Yo, 5459, are you hiding? What's good? What you doing? All right, well, we'll come back to that person. But now, we're back to Amanda. But Amanda, like, if there was no type of, because here's the thing that boggles me. If there was no sex, why would you pat a four-leaf clover on your shoulder?
Because he was doing a lot for me, and he helped me out a lot, and I have respect for everything that he did to me that was right, and the feelings were there at the time, and I figured this could be a way that I could thank him and he could see it, but he never did, so.
So, okay, so I get that, I did that, but, and you still maintain that there was no bucket.
I'm still maintaining that.
Now, are you saying, like, it is now, because you even said on the fucking post that the dick was whack, so either you did fuck or you didn't.
It was a long time ago.
Like, these are your words. These are your words.
Long time ago.
Oh, okay, fucked a long time ago.
Long time ago.
Long, okay, and back then it was trash?
It was what?
Back then it was trash?
It was trash. It's always been trash.
Oh, God. Okay. Who is this caller? Yo, area code 607-331. You are live on the air.
Hello?
Yo.
I did not know I was live. I'm sorry. I was just listening.
How you doing? What's your name is?
Carol.
Back up. Sorry.
Hi, Carol. So, where are you in, you're in Elmira, where are you at?
Elmira.
Okay, so, I don't know if you noticed, I don't know if you're, friends with me on Facebook or whatever, but Amanda and, the homie Lucky Me have been going at it on my post.
Oh.
And we're trying to get answers, we're trying to find out what's what, you know, because there's a lot of,
How do I find your page?
Huh?
How do I find your page?
Oh, I'm Brooklyn, Brooklyn Black. Maybe just search Brooklyn Black. You'll see me. And there's been a lot of allegations thrown around, so we're trying to get to the bottom of shit here tonight.
Like I said, I bring back up. I don't run and hide.
You know, like, see, and so far, like, you know, Amanda is holding her ground. She is here. She did show up. You know, where's Lucky Me? I don't know. So the story still seems kind of sketchy, but I guess.
Hold on. I gotta read this post before I could put input into
post.
It. I can't
read
find
the whole
it.
Post, and then post when you're then hit one when you're ready.
Okay.
All right. So, Amanda, let me know, how long were you and Lucky sharing a place together?
From, like, the end of October to, like, he moved out, I think, in, like, December.
From December, and when did he move out?
When did I move out? I moved out in January.
Okay, so pretty much for a month you guys were living together.
No, it was over a month we were living together. We were living from the end of October together from the end of October to like the end of December.
Okay, so it was all that time, and like, come on, like, stop it, and there was no fucking stuff for that one time?
Sure.
Look, see, like, come on, like, stop being around the phone, stop playing.
I don't know what you're talking about right now.
Like, stop being around the bush, stop playing. Like, yo, I understand, like, you may...
I'm not beating around the bush.
You know, like, you may be upset with him, you may be mad with him, so, yeah, you're going to downplay his sex game and all that, but come on.
No,
don't
I'm
like
being honest. I'm being honest.
So you're telling me the old myth does not apply to Lucky? Is that what you're saying?
Like, the old what?
The old myth? Like, once you go black, you don't go back?
Yeah, that doesn't apply.
Oh, shit. Lucky, where the fuck are you? Please come redeem yourself. Come defend yourself, sir. And if you need clarification what was said, all you got to do is click the link, and the whole show will play back. You know what I'm saying? So y'all already know Amanda, she is saying what she's saying. She's standing by it. But we did just come to realize, yes, they did fuck, but she just didn't like it, allegedly. I don't know. I wasn't there.
Good thing.
Like, I wasn't there, so everything is an allegation. But from what it seemed like, you know, it seemed like you guys had a pretty healthy relationship. Now, you had stated that he had left you and went to a Debbie Cake?
Yep.
Wait, so, like, he cheated on you, or he just, like, straight broke up with you and went to the next bitch?
He cheated on me at Tyler's house.
Now we're getting to the root of shit, ladies and gentlemen. So, Luck had fucked up.
No, he knew what he was doing.
So he knew. Okay. I see what you're saying. So, he cheated on you, left for the Debbie Cakes, and now he's saucy towards you. Is that what you're getting at?
Wait, say that again?
I said, so he left you and went to the Debbie Cakes, and you're kind of salty about that. Is that what it is?
I had what I wanted out of that whole situation.
Okay, so you got what you wanted. Does that include sex?
I'm not saying nothing.
No. Does that include sex? Because you wouldn't have stayed around for that long if there was no sex involved. Come on, we're grown. It's 2012, son.
I'm going to let you be the judge.
Now you're going to let me be the judge. No, answer the question.
I'm going to let you be the judge, and that's the answer to the question.
Wow. I have a question from the listener. Is, did Debbie Cakes a white girl too?
Yep.
Okay, so Debbie Cakes was a white girl, so to the listener who asked me the question in the chat room, yes. If you guys have any questions, hit me in the chat room, or hell, call us up. Shout out to Carol, who's reading through everything. I didn't even know she was on my friends list, so let's just get into it. okay, now, let's just say when all this blows over, right, if he came at you real nice and real sincere-like, can you hit it?
Nope.
Oh, shit. Okay, hold on. With that being said, Cal's back. Cal, what's
good? I can't find it on Facebook.
That means you ain't my friend.
Go to my page and look under my I commented on whoever said it, and you'll see it.
I don't see that on your page.
Well, it is definitely there.
I don't know.
It is definitely there. I will tell you that much.
Nima Casey? I'm all blasting out names. Oh, no, I see it. All right.
Okay.
All right. So she sees it. She's going to go through it. And then we'll get the synopsis from Carol in a little bit. But right now, Amanda, you still at the bar, right? What you drinking, son?
I am drinking this. Something very sexual.
What are you having? A sex on the beach?
Sure. I'll take sex on the beach.
And what's this malarkey you're throwing around talking about you turn lesbian? One, you're not lesbian. That makes you bisexual, so cut the shit.
I've always been bisexual.
Okay, so, yeah, cut the shit. You still like dick. You're not a lesbian.
I plead the fifth.
Oh, I have another listener question. So, do you want him back or no?
No.
Not at all.
There's been so much that has happened that there's no possibility for him to ever make it up to me. And when you want to call me gold digger, when everybody who knows me knows that money isn't shit to me, like, I don't care how much you have and how much you don't have. Like, I'm done. Think so. You'll find out who the real gold digger is. Just saying.
Oh, shit. Shots fired. So, okay. So, Amanda doesn't want him back. But wait. So, are you the gold digger or no?
No, I'm not.
Okay, because, see, kind of confused with that because you did admit to him paying rent and shit like that. So, that kind of made you look like one.
Okay. Yeah, he paid my rent. I didn't have a job. I will admit to that. I didn't really look for one because I want a girl who stays at home and blah, 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 blah. So if that's what you want, that's what it'll be. Okay, fine. I had $200 in food stamps. Yes, I get food stamps. Proud of it. I bought meals, made meals, did his laundry, did his running around. Whatever he asked me to do, it got done. So if you want to call me a gold digger for pretty much paying him back and what he paid for rent and food stamps and doing everything that I did.
So
I don't really see how.
Sex. Huh? So you paid
him
back
No.
These are questions I'm being asked, so I'm just asking you. That's all. Like, I'm getting asked this, that's all. So I'm asking you. Like,
well,
because even to everyone who's seen the post or who's been tuning in, like, there's things that just don't add up. Like, was him cheating, was that the straw that broke the camel's back?
Oh, no. No.
Oh, and listen, the question is, do you guys have children together?
No, we don't. Thank God.
Okay. But are there children involved?
No. Not mine.
Okay, so there's no kids. So you just get the EBT and you swipe and you get your bread and your cheese and shit, right?
Sure.
Hey.
Hey,
that works for me. Like I said, we're just trying to figure out what it is that's going on and things like that. 347-857-4302. Lucky me is getting put off Rush Street, and he's not even here to defend himself. Big shout out to everyone who's on the check-in. Huh?
You heard me.
I didn't hear you.
I said, because he's pussy.
Oh, my goodness. Shots fired. We got to pay some bills. It's free game radio. We'll be right back. And, of course, you guys know tomorrow we're going to be celebrating and doing a tribute to Biggie. So, if you rock with us tomorrow, we'll be right back. It's free game radio.
What you think or say, I gotta bust a rhyme in my own special way. Yeah.
Yes, so we're back live, free game radio. Amanda versus Lucky. The breakup, we're getting the answers. We're finding out what's going down. We got Amanda.
The breakup, it's like a mutual party. Well, not really.
It's not even a mutual party because that nigga's just beefing.
Listen, I told him to get out of my life. He doesn't listen. He finally deletes me off Facebook,
wow.
But he doesn't
stop calling me. Are you, so you're saying that he's on some stalker shit? You told him to leave and he's still around? Like, is that what you're saying?
I don't know if you would really call it stalking shit, but I told him to get out of my life. It took him 2 days to delete himself off my Facebook, and he's still calling me.
Wow. All right, well, we got a call in the building. Last four digits, 8581. What's good, you're live in the building. Who this?
I'm a sick man.
8581, you're live on the air.
Oh, my God.
Wow, like, Amanda, you just bring an audience with you, don't you? Like, people just want
to
come and hear shit.
They
just want to come and hear shit. You know, so... When all is said and done, at the end of the day, there's no show, there's no Facebook post. What's the one thing you want to get across to Lucky?
That no matter what we've been through, through our ups, through our downs, through our really bad downs, like, I've made mistakes. He has to admit that he's made mistakes. I own up to my mistakes, and I apologize for them, and I do mean that. I don't think there's ever going to be a time where we're ever going to reconcile in any type of way, but I do thank him for everything that he's done for me and everything that he has shown me to make me a stronger person.
Okay, so let me ask, because even with that, like, you can't really help but notice it. So if he came and he, how you say, owned up to his mistakes and shit, can there be a chance for reconciliation?
No.
What do you want to say?
It's too far damaged. Like, there's no way.
Okay, but I'm saying, you just said that if he did that, you know, like, because you are appreciative for what he has done and what he has shown you. And because it pretty much just seems like the only real thing, the only real thorn in your side is the fact that he's not owning up to something. So if he owns up to that.
He's not owning up to something. Even if he owned up to what he's never owned up to and he never will, because that's the person that he is, there's still no chance. Like, I don't want anything to do with him. I honestly want him to, like, I would love it if we could just pretend like each other never existed. If we could go back to, like, June, we never even knew each other, that would be great. I don't want the shit talking, this and that and the third. Like, that's the most bullshit to me. I understand, like, okay, you might be mad at me, you might want to vent it out in a song because you take your anger out, but at the same time, you're only going to make me piss off and make you want to come back to my material. And, like, like, my grandpa dying and you and your girlfriend really don't do anything but disrespect me. Like, that's kind of horrible. Like, that, there's no chance. Like, you just have to tell me sorry for that. There's still no chance that I ever can tell anything.
Okay. Let's check back in with Carol, see if she has something to chime in with. Hey, Carol, you there?
You have to set me so I can see the page.
Oh, my Jesus. I didn't even get a phone request from you, miss.
I sent it.
Oh, hi. Okay. I got
but
your
besides
inbox.
Besides the matter, whatever the post is about, I really think that they should just both go their separate ways because that is too stressful. To be trying to be two adults and doing something with their lives and dealing with all their, not even, I don't even, it's all their drama between each other, I wouldn't want to be in that situation. Like, that shit is just stressful. Like, he need to leave Amanda alone. Amanda need to leave him alone. They need to keep it moving. They both did shit for each other. Like, but I can vouch that Amanda is not a gold digger. He was not, like, after his money, nothing like that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay, so
and
he is rude
and he is fake anyway. And if he got a girl, why he want Amanda crammed up his ass all the time anyway?
Oh my God. Carol, where are you from, Carol? You're from Elmira, right?
I'm not from Elmira, but I live here.
Oh my God, you know, she got that Spanish fucking spiciness and shit. Yo, I don't know where the fuck Luck is at, but Luck, this is, you know, straight up, this is his idea, and he's not even fucking in. Like,
he
wanted
to
have this thing done.
I think he's still mad at you, to be honest with you.
Huh?
I said, I think he's still mad at you, to be honest with you.
He's mad at me?
Yeah. He never told you that? Listen, he called you a tricky little fucker all the time. Do you remember, like, the last show that he, like, did for you or whatever, and you were like, oh, do you have a PayPal account or some shit?
Right.
Yeah, well, apparently that's what he's mad at you for. I don't know if he's still mad at you over that, but that's why he stopped doing the show.
Wow. So, yeah, me and him, we got to talk, but as far as that shit goes, like, I'm pretty much bonkers on that. But we got about 9 minutes left, and he will hit me up in the inbox with questions and all that. So I'm going to pay some bills, read through these questions and shit.
Yeah, just give me each and every single one of them. I'm game for it.
I got to read through shit, make sure I got it right, you know, and we got to pay some bills. We'll be right back. It's Free Game Radio.
Welcome back. It's pre-game radio, Amanda versus Lucky. And, hey, I didn't even know the homie Luck was mad at me. Like, I didn't even realize that was going down. But, hey, things happen. It is what it is. 347-857-4302 is the number. We about to get up out of here, though. But tune in tomorrow if you are definitely a Biggie fan. Like, y'all already know it's going to be the anniversary, so I'm going to be flooding the show with a whole bunch of Biggie tracks, stuff y'all haven't heard in a while, stuff you missed, and I'll be doing all of that. But big shout-out to Amanda for coming through and holding herself down and rocking with her position. Like, she came in, she set her piece, and she held herself down, so I could do nothing but respect it. Big shout-out to Miss Carol holding it down from where she's from, but she's living in Elmira or some shit. And y'all already know the rules. Don't drink or drive. And this show is a prime reason why, fellas, don't be a fool. Grab your tool. Ladies, don't fall for the scam. Protect your clam. I tell people this at the end of every show I do. So please listen up, or else you can be the topic of one of the shows we do here because you done did some fucked up shit and it's getting aired out. So, with that being said, I want to say goodnight to everybody. I got another track I'll spin before we get out of here. Big shout out to Venus Selena holding it down, you know, only as they could. And like I said, you guys.
Wait, I thought there were questions.
Yes, you have a question. Yes.
No, I said I thought there were questions.
Oh wait. Yes, let me check my inbox. You are 100% right. Okay. Question was: do you now have trust issues?
I do. And I mainly go with my gut with everything, but now I have to second guess everything in my head. And I'm trying to work over them, but I know it's going to be a slow process.
Okay. And what exactly have you learned from this experience? Because, you're thanking him and he's, you know, or he goes again X, Y, Z. So what is it exactly that you've taken from this experience that made you a stronger person?
I take the negative, or not the negative, I take the positive things that he's taught me. I've taken, don't be a fool, don't listen to every word that somebody tells me because I trust them and believe them because at the end of the day, they're still lying to me about things. And I've taken not to take anything serious for at least a while until I'm sure. In my heart and my gut, because if I just go with one thing, I'm fighting the other all the time, and I should probably start listening to the other.
Okay. Let me see. And what else did you, let's see, what else did I get? Did he teach you anything sexually?
No.
Ah. Craziness. Once again, I say, like I said, people, tune in to me tomorrow night, 10 p.m. If you guys got requests, anything like that, hit me on the Facebook inbox, hit me on Twitter at Brooklyn Black, and I'll definitely get that spun for you guys. But like I just said, don't be a fool, wrap your tool, don't fall for a scam, protect your clam, you know, don't drink and drive, Amanda. And
listen, he didn't tell you I'm the alcoholic. That's what I do.
Look, that's what you do.
I agree.
That's what you do. But like I said, you guys with some more music while we shut shit down. Tune in to me tomorrow night. Hit me on Twitter. Thanks for rocking with us this late. And also, just check what I'm doing. Like, just see my movements. Don't even follow, you know, just check the movements. Just know that I'm doing shit, all right? And I got some more throwbacks. Actually, this is a request coming out of Bridgetown, New Jersey. And I'm going to do it and we out of here. Good night.
TikTok, get em. Stop, stop. To the 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 take off your coat, I'll make you feel at home.
Hardcore my time to burn to explore. The flavor in your ear is the boy scout. I make out, I make all the rappers have doubt.
Right.
You're fucking right. With the wrong clan and the wrong man, that's it. Now you got to get your dome split. I'm going into my next sack with my jet. Take off my hat, yes, I'm just cool like that. The dangerous, the ruggedness from the flat with your bits. BLS 97 kids bastard it. I'm gonna live long in this rap game. Niggas know my name, yo, Puffy.
Diamonds, you're jingling, baby. You're jingling, baby.
Blow tissues, skeevy, delicious. Give me goose, goose, love me good. Damn, holla to Hollywood, but is he good? I guess like the jeans, flavor like praline. Sick daddy, I mean, Papa love it when he does it. Niggas buzz it. But tell me, was it really just the flavor that be clogging your ears? The most healthy behavior is to stay in the clear. It's all for you, it's really all for you. Punch back, close your eyes, try to munch that. Oil up your ankles, let your Timbs chat. Bite the flavor, it reacts to your dope cat. Word to mama, a tongue kiss up a piranha. Electrocuted barracuda, I'm here to bring the drama.
Yo, 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 flavors in your rap and green. Bust the vibes, about to bring the noise, don't see. Let me loose from the belly of the beast. Everybody, hey, hey, hey. You better believe it, bust the rhymes, the way we bout to whip the try. Hey, 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 I split your face to give you stitches. So niggas and bitches have to ask on fat bitches. Wait 1 sec, and I get down. I'm rolling with the heavy wind connect. Who's the stomping ground now? Don't you get the stitches? Grant your riches every time. Bring it bitches when I bust the back. I know one thing the whole world is expected is how we all connected. To break fool on the same record. 5 new flavors on the beat. Feel the fucking heat. I really think you should be cheap while we blow up the street. Instead of copping, please just freeze. Maintain the focus while we smoke these marijuana trees. When I get down, I disappear. We disappear and blow up everywhere. Fucking with these flavors in your ear.
Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor in your ear. I'm kicking new flavor in your ear. Like a brand new flavor in your ear. Here comes a brand new flavor in your ear. Time for new flavor.
Yes, and I got one more just for Carol, holding it down at Elmira. I see you, sweetheart. You be safe tonight, and we'll be right back. Well, actually, we'll be wrapping it up, so I'll see you guys tomorrow night on Pre-Game Radio. Peace.
Bad boy. Say what, say huh? Say what, say huh?
Stop it. Come on.
make the remix so deadly. Cause now, Goomba be my pal like Shazam. I run into you like shoes, oh you ooze, and I choose from the fly thing chickens that you do. Ooh, you dudes, can't you see like total? Kissing you got Gina running for the boulder. Hit me on my car phone, and if you got the hydro, with me and you can go. We can take a stroll on the beach, but bad boy, don't take your love away from me.
Initiating shutdown sequence.